the best way to get you going. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Yassar, only on the Voice of the Cape.
So 14 minutes after 7 is where we're at this morning, and we move along now to our next feature. Now, yesterday, more than 1,000 people picketed in Bokop. I think that number was around about 200, if I wasn't mistaken. The 1,000, I'm not so sure about, but following a video of a young female detailing her years of alleged abuse at the hands of her paternal grandfather. And we wanted to chat to Osman Shahbuddin, who is the chairperson of the Bokop Civic and Ratepayers Association. As you would know, the video has since been viewed more than 90,000 times and has sparked a conversation throughout many homes and in all of our communities, as the individuals accused are well known within the Muslim community. But joining us online this morning, Osman Shahbuddin, chairperson of the Bokop Civic and Ratepayers Association. Mr. Shahbuddin, assalamu alaikum, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam. Good morning. It's always good to be back.
So, of course, you know, in terms of the two alleged perpetrators that have been mentioned, you know, we understand that they are from within the Bokop community, and this has come as a shock. You know, firstly, your response.
I think the first thing that I want to put on the record, I just saw something on my app now where their attorneys now wrote a letter to refute that they have not been involved in such a terrible act, put it that way. But I think the challenge that we all sit with is a very sensitive and very shocking thing, because we're talking about people that is well known, that has been in the teaching profession for ever since I know. And the challenge that we have, how do we move forward from here? Because clearly there is a victim. And if I look at the video for what it's worth, the challenge that we have, you have clearly a traumatized little girl, or was a little girl, but clearly a traumatized woman now, that basically is recalling what happened to her at a very early age, and she definitely needs our support and professional help. Mm. So never mind how we're going to refute and do these things, I do believe that woman, I don't say that she's fabricating things, and it needs to be taken up in the proper channels, as their letter says.
Yeah. If I can just come in here quickly, Usman, as well. I mean, yesterday the association issued a statement that, you know, one of the alleged perpetrators has been removed from any position that they served on, you know, with your organization. Can you confirm this? What was his role? And I'm going to ask you why I'm asking this question. Because 3 years ago, this has surfaced, you know, and surely there must have been some sort of, you know, whispers going in amongst the community because of this, you know, the allegations that were made. So were you aware of this, number one? 3 years ago, when
I want to say categorically, he joined this events team that's in the Bokop Civic Association about 2 years ago. And they organized like events and things like that, which was quite successful. The challenge that we sat with is that anybody can from the community can join. But they were well known within our community because they're born in our, I mean, they grew up in our community, we grew under them. But we had no idea. I must say, if it was raised 3 years ago, there were no indication within our community publicly, or even a whisper as far as I could hear, that such things took place. And if it did, and if we did hear, or anybody that definitely heard about it, that didn't tell us, then that person is complicit to what is happening.
Mr. Shahbuddin, we've seen, you know, these two individuals, you know, they have established themselves very well within many communities here in the Cape, not only the Bokop community, within many organizations as well. We've seen some organizations, you know, put out press releases and statements yesterday, retracting, you know, some of their positions that they have had on boards, etc. In terms of the Bokop Civic and Ratepayers Association, you know, what was the link and relationship with the alleged perpetrators?
Well, there were no real link other than people from the community, like any other person comes into that community. Some of us, like myself, went to Trafalgar High School, for that matter. So the link was more from a XXX, that type of relationship that we had as students. But I think the challenge that we're all sitting with, how do we go forward? I think the challenge that we can't bury this thing under the sand again, if it was buried before. I think we need to take it by its roots and tell ourselves, let's pull that tree out and basically see what we can do. I do call on anybody, because the video makes it quite clear there's other victims too, you know, to come forward to make sure that justice is done.
Hmm. And then speaking about justice, you know, we have seen a handful of critiques come forward as well, saying that, you know, this should be an internal family matter. But we have seen from reports that the family hasn't been willing to deal with this, and hence the video has been put in the public domain by this young lady. Your thoughts around that?
Put it this way, any type of sexual abuse or any child abuse or any gender violence is not a family matter. It's a criminal matter. And there, that is why the police is there. That is why we need to see that the law take its course. It's because people hide it within the family, and this crime is perpetrated in families, that we find the situation that we are in. And that is why we must expose it, and we must let the law take its course.
Now, just in terms of the Bokop community, and, you know, has a case been made as yet? You know, what is happening? We saw the immense anger yesterday. We saw community leaders coming together as well. What happens from here on?
I think what we are going to do, we are going to look at how do we go forward in order to come to a logical conclusion on this case. We are putting our heads together, and we will let the you people know what are we going to do.
All right.
But definitely we're not going to leave it here.
Well, that's good to know. Mr. Osman Shahbuddin, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts on the matter this morning. We do appreciate your time. That was the chairperson of the Bokop Civic and Ratepayers Association, Mr. Osman Shahbuddin.